Stelling poll, BBC slaps woke health warning on classic sitcom Dad's Army. By James Stelling poll on January 4, 2021. The BBC has slapped a health warning on its greatest sitcom Dad's Army. Before airing a 1971 Christmas special of the classic sitcom, it issued a warning on BBC iPlayer, contains discriminatory language which some may find offensive. The discriminatory language in question was the use of the phrase fuzzy wuzzies by the doddery Corporal Jones, played by Clive Dunn, to describe the frizzy-haired warrior enemies the character fought in the Sudan in the late 19th century wars against the Mahdi. What's so tone-deaf about the decision is that it imputes offense where none was ever intended. The term fuzzy wuzzy was late 19th century military slang to describe the distinctive big hair of the Beja warriors, whom soldiers like Corporal Jones respected as fearsome adversaries. Rudyard Kipling even wrote a poem, titled Fuzzy Wuzzy, in their honor. The final quatrain goes, "So airs to you, fuzzy wuzzy, at your ome in the Sudan. You're a poor benighted heathen but a first-class fighting man. And airs to you, fuzzy wuzzy, with your Eric Eat of air. You big black bound and beggar, for you broke a British square." This pays tribute to the moment when the Beja warriors of the Hadendawa tribe achieved the almost unheard-of feat, at the Battle of Abu Klea, of breaking through the British square formation. But that's the BBC for you, determinedly tearing down its own heritage in a fit of iconoclastic zeal worthy of ISIS at Palmyra. Along with Fawlty Towers, Yes Minister, and Blackadder, Dad's Army is widely recognized as one of the BBC's all-time great sitcoms. Indeed, many aficionados would argue that its Don't Tell Him Pike episode is probably the funniest moment in British comedy history. The idea that something people should have been laughing at unashamedly and uncomplicatedly for the last half century now needs a health warning in 2020 is an indication of just how far our culture has declined under the poisonous influence of woke culture. Dad's Army is, among other things, a tribute to the spirit of wartime Britain. It concerns one of the Home Guard units of elderly veterans and boys as yet too young to enlist in the regular army, who took care of Britain's civil defense in the early years of the Second World War when German invasion was a plausible threat. At least two of its cast had seen action in the First World War. John Laurie, who played Private Weir Doomed Fraser, had served with the Honorable Artillery Company. Arnold Ridley, who played the mild-mannered and elderly Private Godfrey, fought hand-to-hand at the Somme with the Somerset Light Infantry, got bayoneted in the groin, smacked in the head with a German rifle butt, had his left hand rendered useless and his legs was riddled with shrapnel. But still, when the Second World War broke out, he volunteered to fight in that too. It's a sad reminder of the spirit Britain has lost and the cultural heritage it has rejected that the BBC is now enthralled to sniveling social justice warriors like the whittling Pillock who thought it was necessary to append that health warning to a Dad's Army episode.